USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders will swing through North Carolina, Virginia, and Massachusetts in the next 3 days. Elizabeth Warren will make stops in Texas and Arkansas. Amy Klobuchar will be in Tennessee and Virginia. The South Carolina primary is just 2 days away, but the race is going national as candidates pivot to the 14 states that vote on Tuesday. New York billionaire Mike Bloomberg has sought to bypass the traditional early voting states, including South Carolina, to focus exclusively on the Super Tuesday states. Health officials are continuing to work to contain cases of COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus that originated in China. More than 81,000 people have been sickened and at least 2,798 have died of the coronavirus since the start of January, with only one confirmed case and no deaths in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Two reports on the U.S. economy are out, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
As for weekly jobless claims, the Labor Department says around 219,000 workers filed first-time claims last week, an increase of 8,000 from the previous week. The largest increases in initial claims were seen in California, Georgia, and Maine. The largest decreases in Illinois, Texas, and Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for Full House actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband said that new evidence shows the couple is innocent of charges that they bribed their daughter's way into the University of Southern California. An attorney for the couple said in a legal filing that prosecutors provided the defense with notes written by the admitted ringleader of the college admissions cheating scheme that support the couple's claim that they believed their payments were legitimate donations and not bribes. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank nearly 1,200 points, deepening a week-long global market rout caused by worries that the coronavirus outbreak will wreak havoc on the global economy. The S&P 500 has now plunged 12% from the all-time high it set just a week ago. That puts the market in what watchers call a correction, which analysts have said is long overdue in the bull market, which has been the longest in history. It was the worst one-day drop for the market since 2011. Representative Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, who is still one of the 8 candidates running for the Democratic nomination, was asked on Fox News whether or not she was frustrated about being left out of recent debates.
I couldn't watch much of it, to be honest, and I believe that voters probably walked away not getting much value and feeling pretty frustrated given the serious challenges that we're facing.
Representative Gabbard was asked what the Democratic Party needs for the opportunity to beat President Trump.
But I think what's most important for us to focus on is what are voters looking for? When you look at the dissatisfaction they have with the political institutions, the powerful elite who run Washington, they're looking for a champion. They're looking for leaders who will really bring about this vision that our founders had for us, a government of, by, and for the people. And so really, regardless of party, that is where our focus must be.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.